I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. July 1967, San Francisco's summer of love was in full bloom, but Detroit was a different story. Police raided an after-hours club in a largely black neighborhood. Partygoers had been celebrating the return of several Vietnam vets. Residents fed up with Motown's legacy of discrimination and poverty rioted. For 5 days, looters roamed the streets and fires blazed. 43 people died and thousands were arrested. Here to take us back to that time are two eyewitnesses to the chaos, Tim Myerick, author of In the Waters of My Mind, Memoirs of My Family, and Dr. Patricia Gussin, author of the novel Shadow of Death. Welcome to you both.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great, thank you. Now, Tim, you were just a boy during what happened. Where were you and your family when the violence started?
Well, my father just purchased a grocery store from his brother, Charles Myrick. The store is on the west side of town on Broad Street in Elmhurst. And right after the purchase, the riots started.
What did you remember feeling at the age of six? And how aware were you? Could you make sense of what was going on? Did your father talk to you about what was going on?
Well, my mother and father made us very, all of us, my brother and my sister, very aware of what was going on at the time. And there was also a level of tension heading to the store after we pick up either our produce or just going to the store from our home, whether or not the store either be standing there or whether or not it would be looted. So there was a lot of tension, a lot of awareness of what was going on, and we had to pass through a lot of the areas that were stricken by the violence. So we saw and visualized a lot of things.
What sticks with you from that time?
Well, the most poignant one was I was standing out in front of our store, and the ground began to rumble a little bit, and I turned to my left, and there was a tank that was rolling down Elmhurst. And apparently they had been responding to a hostage taking or something in an apartment building on Broad Street. And the soldier pointed his submachine gun right at me, and I froze. I didn't know what to do at that time, and I just froze and stood there. And then suddenly my brother came along and grabbed me and threw me in the car and laid on top of me. And then we heard several shots come out. And then another large bus of soldiers came along, and they disembarked and began to surround an apartment building. And then another tank showed up, and my brother began to get kind of heavy. He was 9 years older than me. And I said to him, I said, Henry, you're getting heavy. He said, shut up. I just saved your life.
Mm. Now, Dr. Gussin, what was your experience like? You were in medical school?
Yes, I had just graduated from Michigan State in East Lansing and had moved to Detroit on the west side with my husband and my two children. I had a three-year-old and a three-month-old. Of course, back in that day, that was pretty unusual for a woman with kids starting med school. So, I was pretty consumed with my family and starting up in school, and that is right at the time that the riots took place. Now, I lived on the west side. The riots were not immediately in my neighborhood. My next-door neighbor was a policeman, so I found out a lot about what was going on through his wife. And on the other side of me, my neighbors had attended the Detroit Tigers game that day. They were doing a doubleheader, which, of course, had to be called because of the violence. And then from then on, there was a curfew for a very long time.
You turned some of your experiences, and I don't mean directly, but just sort of the general feeling, into a novel that includes race, that includes violence, rape. Is that a reflection of the fear that you felt at the time?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, that was such that the riots had such a profound impact on society in America, certainly on Detroit. And then also what always haunted me was the impact on a personal level. The people, the pain, the destruction. So what I did, I really wanted to expose this in a very emotional way. So I created, a character, a medical student, much like myself, a couple of children like myself, a white woman. And I created her family and then also a black family. And the two families became – and they became very intertwined. And it was the devastation of the riots that really started this whole thing off.
We don't have too much time left, but we do have enough to discuss the present. And I want to start with you, Tim. Mm-hmm. How do you think Detroit is doing? Has there been enough to recoup? And do you think that this was an example of where race got in the way of a city's growth and healing?
I definitely think that race was the pinnacle issue with the riots. Detroit was the fifth largest city in the country at that time, and now it's barely the 10th, between the 10th and 11th. Polarization, this is the most polarized area in the country. And unfortunately, things are still not what they should be as far as race, education, taxes, and equal opportunity for everybody. I think that the riots made people leave or forced people to leave in some instances, and it includes business. And, you know, with a dwindling tax base, your city services can't do all the things they can do to make your city a pleasant place to live.
So it was Patricia, very difficult. Patricia, do you think race was the issue, is the issue?
Well, according to the reporting at the time, this was really not a race riot per se. It was more of a rebellion of the haves and the have-nots. And of course, there you were looking primarily at the black population. But in terms of the looting and the shooting and so forth, there were whites and blacks looting and burning together. So it wasn't exclusively race, but of course, the impact on those left in the city was enormous and skewed totally toward the black population. I mean, to the point that, you know, it's almost like we have a third world country in some of the areas. And not this is not just Detroit, but in a lot of the big urban cities.
Tim, super, super quick. What do you hope for Detroit?
Reinvestment, a new beginning. And that's what's going on right now, but at a more of a accelerated pace instead of a snail's pace.
Well, Tim and Dr. Gusin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Myrick is the author of In the Waters of My Mind, Memoirs of My Family. He spoke with us from member station WDET in Detroit. And Dr. Patricia Gusin is the author of the novel Shadow of Death. She joined us from member station WLIU in Long Island, New York.